This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2189. Maximize your English learning with three tips from an All Ears English super listener. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
Today, we hear the story of a listener who listened to all 2,000 plus episodes of the All Ears English Podcast. With this much listening, you can be sure she has great tips for us. Listen in for three tips from our super listener, Bin Xuan.
30 Sekunden Werbung von Bumble, um jemanden zu finden, der genau zu dir passt. Und mit genau meinst du jemanden, der bereit für was Ernstes ist, vielleicht mal Kinder haben will, garantiert kein Skorpion ist, bouldert und so wie du Thriller binget. Okay, dann. Direkt mal eben meine Bumble-Filter und Badges eingestellt. Oh, hi Luca. Wir wissen, dass du ganz genau weißt, was du suchst. Die Bumble-Features finden es für dich. Easy.
Hello, Aubrey. What's shaking?
I'm great. How are you, Lindsay?
Oh my gosh, I am so excited. Today we have the story of an amazing listener. But first, did you have a question for me today about listening to
curious? Because this amazing listener has listened to every episode of the All Ears English Podcast. So I'm wondering, Lindsay, have you ever done that? Have you ever gone back in the archives and listened to every episode of a podcast you love?
I have done that, Aubrey, but not for podcasts with the volume that we have. Maybe I've gone back and listened to a podcast that has 100 back episodes, but we have 2,000 back episodes.
Same. Exactly. Yes, I love a podcast and I'll go back and listen to everyone. And then I get to the first one and it's maybe been 100 episodes and I'm sort of sad. So I love that. It's true. We have over 2,000 episodes, which makes it even more impressive when we have these super listeners who go back and listen to all of the archives.
Yeah, lately, I don't know if something is in the air, what's going on, Aubrey, but I have been back and forth emailing with a couple of super listeners, three or four people that have actually been listening to the entire show. And so we love that. If you are a super listener that has not introduced yourself yet, make sure you send me an email to lindsay@allearsenglish.com because we want to know about you, right? It is a special person that goes back and listens to every single episode, Aubrey. It's amazing.
Absolutely. It makes us feel like it's all worth it, right? Yeah. To really find out how these episodes are helping you, how your English has improved throughout your journey of listening to all of these episodes. Mm-hmm. And that was what really hit me about the student we're sharing about today. Mm-hmm. She has made such progress. She has seen such growth throughout listening to our podcast. So I'm excited to share with you a little bit. We asked her to send us a voice recording. So we'll share that clip. And then also three tips, the main things that she has learned throughout her journey.
Yes. So our student, our listener's name is Bin Xuan, and we hope we're getting that pronunciation right. But we are so excited that our listeners today are going to be able to learn from Bin Xuan, right? We're going to learn exactly what can be taken away and how you guys can maximize the value of the show for your own learning. Right, Aubrey?
Yes, exactly. So let's play a clip. Bin Xuan will let you know, her sort of journey here, just a brief clip. And then we'll come back and we're going to share these three tips that she learned.
And I restarted 2 years ago and I just finished all the episodes like a month ago. It's more than 2,000 ones. Wow, that's wild. I want to say you are the best, and it's absolutely the best English learning podcast out there on all platforms.
Okay, Aubrey, that was a very inspiring clip from Bin Xuan. I'm so excited, but let's break it down into, so Bin Xuan sent us more information as well.
Yes, right? Exactly, right? She had shared that she has been able to see real success in exams she has taken. She is a medical student, and we're going to share the advice she has that has really helped her succeed in some very important exams she's had and really improve her English so that you guys can also use this podcast, maximize your use of the All Ears English podcast.
Oh, I love it. So let's go right into it. Aubrey, what was the first tip from our super listener, Ben Schwen? Number one, what is it?
Yes, it was a little progress each day makes a lot of progress in the long run. I love this. She talked about listening to 3 episodes every day and really creating this habit. She would listen on the way to school, on her lunch break, and while cleaning. Mm-hmm. And she was saying that building this solid study habit of listening to the All Ears English podcast as she was first really improving her English was able to transfer to her medical studies and really make a difference for her.
Amazing. So she said that she just passed the USMLE step 1 test. I don't know exactly what that is, but some kind of test of medical knowledge in English, which
exactly.
She
and she was terrified that it was going to be in her second language.
Amazing.
But she used these study habits. She had created this space for her to really dig in an hour every day. She said that this exam had a bank of more than 4,000 questions to study in a second language. I can't imagine doing that in Spanish or French, especially with medical vocabulary.
I love that. And a variation of this for our listeners who don't necessarily, I'm not sure if Ben Schwen spent the full hour, a straight hour, or whether it was 4 episodes, you know, broken up across the day. I'm assuming it was a full hour straight. Do you think? That's what
yes,
we
it sounded like she was spending a full hour straight, and then she would do that again if she had time while cleaning, while commuting, right? On her lunch break, whenever she had these hour chunks and was really able to, it was interesting listening to her process, and it really sounds like an excellent way to study. And she created this space, this skill, so that when she needed to learn all of this medical knowledge, she already had this habit.
Yes. And for our listeners who don't necessarily have an hour to set aside, which many people don't have that time, right? A full straight hour. All Ears English is designed to be short form listening, right? Short form learning edutainment. So you can listen to one episode as you're getting on the train, one episode as you're walking to your work, one in your 15 minute lunch break, and then one as you're going home on the train too. And you could get that full hour in, right, Aubrey? That's another way to structure this.
Mm-hmm. I love that. And a lot of the podcasts I listen to, the episodes are so long, multiple hours sometimes. So it's difficult sometimes if I only have a short amount of time and then I have to cut it off and come back to it later. That's one of the best things about All Ears English, these very valuable shorter chunks that are so digestible in a short amount of time.
Oh my gosh, Aubrey, what podcast is multiple hours that you listen to? Is it those true crime podcasts that you
listen to? Some of the true crime ones, yes. And some are historical. And so if they're really doing a deep dive into an issue and they're interviewing multiple experts, I listened to a podcast not that long ago that was a 5-hour episode.
Is it Dan Carlin, Hardcore History?
No, I haven't listened
Carlin?
To that one. No. Are those longer too?
Oh my gosh, I haven't listened to him yet, but he's a very famous, well-known podcaster. And I heard his episodes are like 8 hours long or something crazy. I can understand how a history podcast really needs to go into depth and different perspectives, right, on the topic.
Yes, but it can be frustrating when I have to pause it and come back to it later, remember where I was. So I would like to have more episodes that are more bite-sized like All Ears English.
Yeah, we're bite-sized. So don't feel like you have to do 4 in a row to make an hour or 6 in a row to make an hour. You know, go ahead and just fit it in, squeeze it in whenever you have that minute, you know, that or those 15 minutes. You're walking your dog, throw in your earbuds, right? Yes.
Exactly. All right. Let's dive into her second piece of advice, which I really loved, was she was talking about how much she really loved the All Ears English podcast. She feels like we're her friends, which I love. And so she was saying, use material that you love, that you're interested in to learn, because she looked forward to it instead of like dreading your English learning. Yes. This is so vital. We've talked about this before. It makes such a difference.
Yeah, exactly. We're here for edutainment, right? We're here to, it's not education in the formal sense. We want to take education and make it truly fun and put you guys, you all at the center, right? It's about you. It's about your lives. It's about the things that we share, that Aubrey and I share with you all as human beings. And one of those things is the drive for human connection, wanting to feel connected in the world, right, Aubrey?
Yes, exactly. Absolutely. And she also shared that, of course, she supplemented the Allers English podcast with other things that she loves. Like she reads fan fiction novels these stories she would read in English every night. So we've talked about this before. You need to choose things that you are passionate about and really love. That's how we open our brain box and really get invested. And that's when our English will improve so much more quickly.
Yeah, that's the way we do it. We've been emailing a lot lately with the students on our email list. So if you're not on our email list, get on our email list. We've been talking about students using Seinfeld, using the Big Bang Theory, using Friends. You know, what are the other things that we're using to build our fluency? Right, Aubrey?
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. And she recently got excellent scores on TOEFL, and she credits studying English with materials that she really finds engaging. Our podcast and these other things she's reading, she could really see it building her fluency to where she was able to really excel at these exams.
Well, it's just the conversation I had the other day with Bree Acey. I know you listened to that episode, Aubrey, a psychologist, right? She said that when we're truly interested, that's when we actually absorb, right? And it has to be interesting topics. The topics have to be interesting and applicable to our own lives.
Absolutely. Yeah. Otherwise, our mind just shuts off, right? We find ourselves, our mind wanders, we're daydreaming, and all of a sudden we've turned the page five times and don't remember a thing we read.
Oh my gosh, that happens to me all the time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen, and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Okay, we have a third tip from our super listener. What is it?
Yes, I loved this. She said, learn about the culture along with the language. And she loves that this is built into the Allers English podcast, that we're talking about, especially American culture, but often things come up about the culture in other parts of the world with our guests. And she shared how powerful this was for her and how it actually helped her avoid some very specific errors. She shared one in particular that I would love to share here.
Oh, yeah. I would like to know more about this. Tell us about what this is.
Yes, this was interesting. She was sharing how she really believes in connection, not perfection like we do. Yeah. And she has seen how these connections can be broken if you are unaware about cultural aspects. So she shared this powerful example that in China, it's very common to compliment a girl's skin. And they use a phrase that means someone's skin is fair and looks healthy. But the direct translation is, you are so white. And she feels so lucky that through listening to the Allers English podcast, she was made aware of what that would mean to say to someone in the United States, the cultural implications of that phrase before she said it to anyone in English and accidentally offended.
Oh, that's fascinating. I love that. Yeah. And so language comes in context, right? It's never in a vacuum. It's never on its own. It's always in the cultural context.
Absolutely.
Oh, that is such an important lesson, right?
Yes. I'm so glad that we do focus on that. Whenever we're planning episodes, we think about the cultural impact. And often it comes up as we're having a conversation. We're thinking about the cultural nuances and sharing them here, because you absolutely, I agree so much with the student that you need to learn the culture along with the language.
Yes, I love it. I love it. So these have been three fantastic tips from a super listener. We want to encourage, Aubrey, maybe someday we should have a super listener competition.
That would be amazing. Yeah, I love a competition.
We hold a challenge, for example, and then we have our listeners take a quiz or something about, you know, simple little facts that they've heard throughout the 2000 episodes. That would be amazing. But until then, is there a takeaway for everyone to learn from Binge One's experience here? What can we learn?
Absolutely. Yes. All of you out there listening need to make the most of the time you're spending listening to the Allers English podcast, right? Use these tips. Don't limit yourself to just today's episode. Make sure you're following, dive into the archives. We have over 2,000 episodes full of vocabulary, grammar, and cultural tips. You don't want to miss any of it.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So guys, in order to do that, you obviously need to be following the podcast, right? So go ahead and hit that follow button right now on the All Ears English podcast, and you can get started going backwards. Aubrey, what would you recommend as the best direction? Sometimes we get this question by email from students. Should we go backwards or should we go all the way back and start at one and go up?
That's a very good question. When I go back in the archives, I go back, I would listen to like yesterday's and the day before. So I go back that way.
Yeah.
But both would be fun. It might be fun to go back and start with number one and hear the progression of voices throughout time. So I don't think either is wrong. I think both
neither
would be a fun
wrong.
Way to
right.
do it.
Right. Just keep in mind that as you go back, you know, you're listening to things recorded in 2014, 2015, 2016, different time, right? So much has happened since since 2016. And so you can just put your mind in that space, right? As if we're in 2016. That's an important point. There's always a cultural context, as we've just said, right?
Yes,
in the archive.
That is a really good point. And I think about that when I'm listening to older episodes or watching older episodes of TV, that we really have to realize how the culture has evolved, how we as a people have evolved, and give a little grace to things that might be said that we didn't know there was going to be a COVID pandemic, right? In 2019. It just you can't predict the future.
Right. We may, you know, maybe in January, people, oh, you have a little sniffle. I'm sure you'll be fine. Right. Yeah. And then here comes a pandemic. But it's a study in history. Going back so far, it's really cool. So guys, if you're taking on this challenge, let us know. Send us an email. We want to hear about your journey. All right. Good stuff. All right,
Aubrey.
Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, Lindsay.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.